This is Slide Into Your DMs,
the podcast about sex, love, and dating
in a digital world,
with Brian McDuffie and Maggie Mayfield.
Okay. Well, my mom.
How's your relationship going?
I'm back with my ex. That's why I asked. Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Wait, do you think that I shouldn't do that? Is that bad?
Well, her. But I didn't know that we were all experiencing that right now.
Doesn't everyone
experience that? Her circumstance was that he, and this is what she's claiming, and I don't really necessarily think that this is true, but is that he was undiagnosed and unmedicated bipolar. And so now he's on meds and stable and in therapy.
Okay.
I feel like the first part is still just a red flag, though. Like, do you want to deal with that?
He's also 65. So it's like...
Oh. With lawyer money.
With lawyer money.
Yeah.
It's also like when you're rich and you're having a manic attack, no one's like, oh, no. They're like, this guy is fun. He bought me a Coke. He bought me ACL tickets.
That's true.
Like, this guy is... Yeah. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah. My best friend, she's dating someone who's manic and... Ooh. When it's good, it's great.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you went to Shania Twain front row? That's amazing.
Yeah.
What do you mean by manic? Like they're just in a mood to spend money?
Are you familiar with bipolar?
I mean, no.
Okay.
I mean, we think my brother has it, but I also just think he's like a kind of a spoiled brat. But
so when you guys are diagnosing him and so you're saying, what are the symptoms that you're suggesting he has bipolar?
He's just like crazy freak outs, you know? I hate you, Mom. Like, shit like that, you know? Oh, fucking, you ruined my life, Mom.
Maybe he's just, like, autistic.
Maybe. I say psycho, but, you know, yeah, thin line. But, yeah, all right, back to.
Manic is when you're just, like, all I can describe it is because I went into a, I had a manic attack, but it was because they prescribed me downers and uppers. They had sleep pills, and I was like, you guys, I'm so tired throughout the day. They're like, no problem. We'll give you Adderall. And then the Adderall is like, this is meth. I don't want that. So they gave me modafinil, which is what nurses take to like stay up.
Awake. Yeah.
And so I bought 5,000 stickers that said, keep your government out of my tight pussy. And I was like, and I'm going to start a 501(c) and it's going to be huge. And like, that's how, that's amazing.
It's like a level of excitement.
Yeah.
It's like a level of excitement. Cause when her partner is in, would you call it depression mode or like?
Yeah, he threatens to kill himself. Yeah. And he'll send his mom's suicide letter to her and be like, I'll just have to rename this. Yeah. And I'm like, you can't steal your mom's suicide letter. Like, that's copyright.
You just rename it.
That's like, fucking plagiarism, buddy.
This is the last thing you're going to do. Be creative.
Don't be let sad your and out. Lazy. Yeah.
I feel just like her. Like, come on. How do you know?
Gay. Yeah. Feel like a woman? Sorry.
Oh yeah.
I was like, do you?
I've been hanging out with Maddie Stu, so I'm gonna recalculate, readjust. Come back. So how many gay people are in the room? Just like raise your hand if maybe you're willing to maybe done anything. Just a little gay.
It's your wonderful lights.
So not Brandon. Okay.
It's your wonderful lights.
Pretty scary. It's pretty scary to come out.
Is it?
Yeah.
Do you think I'm like, do you think there's levels to it?
Levels to what?
Because, like, I don't know. I think I, like, had, like, an experience, you know, but I don't see my future being gay, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But are you really planning your future a lot? Let's just go through this. What are your three goals? What are your three goals for this next year?
For this next year?
Uh-huh.
Shit.
Okay. Well, they would be this last
probably
year.
Probably just start a second show, I'd say, is number one priority for me.
Okay.
Right now.
Vague.
Just catch up on all of my bills, number two. Uh-huh. Somehow get out of debt. And then three, just get more followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'd say those are my big three goals for the year. Yeah.
And they say about goals, you want them specific. And
I love that you want more followers on Instagram, but can we look at the last time that you posted on Instagram, please?
Can you guys talk about me behind my back? You know? can we not talk about me while I'm here? This is like too many people to defend. I feel like I'm on Twitter right now.
The last time you defended Ben Shapiro. October 24th. The other two were with Rockies, where you do your show.
Yeah, I'm just a story guy for now, you know?
Okay.
Hey. No one's attacking you. I was just trying to
get curious about my life. Huh?
Yeah, I was just curious, and I didn't know if you knew all the things that you knew about you.
Like that you think you know.
No, I don't know.
Oh.
I was just looking to confirm that you're bisexual or not.
Oh, gotcha.
And then you didn't give an answer, so then I didn't know how to feel or interact with you.
I think the bisexual thing is
a lie.
Yeah, in a sense, yeah, in a lie, you know.
Yeah.
I think you either date a man or a woman, and then in that little relationship, then you think about going out, you know? Does that make sense?
Say more?
Like, you bring in a third when you're bisexual. Not so much like, hey, I'm fucking everybody, you know?
And that's what you're doing right now?
I'm not doing any fucking at all.
Okay.
Asexual like a flower, you know?
Okay.
I'm just staying away from all of it.
Because you might get burnt and end up in the wrong hole.
No. I know my holes, you know. I know what they look like, the distinction, you know. Uh-huh. I'm just not worried about it right now, you know.
Yeah.
Just not on my mind.
You're just focused on your vague goals.
Something like that, yeah.
Great.
My very vague goals, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Were you a counselor in a past life?
My mom's psychiatrist.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and in fact, you're handling it really well, because if anyone even asks me how I'm doing, I go, say the fuck out of my life. How am I? How are you so fucking rude?
I tried doing that, and I was like, no, Brian, you're secure. You can talk about this, you know? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it is one of those things where, like, just I do not mind shining the light, but as soon as it gets brought on me, I'm like,
oh, it's rough. Yeah, especially when multiple people are in, like, oh, we're curious about this. You're like, oh God,
yeah.
How do I deflect? You know,
even
hey guys, y'all watch Nickelodeon? Y'all hear about Nickelodeon?
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah, dude, my childhood's a little ruined.
Is it?
Yeah, I was a big Cartoon Network kid, thank God, but I did watch some Nickelodeon. You don't know about Nickelodeon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't mind.
I don't mind.
I saw
it just doesn't affect me.
I saw that like Kenan came out and he was like, I didn't see any of this happening, and it's really sad that this is what's going on. But also deep down, I'm like, I wonder if he was mad that it didn't happen to him. Like, it was like all of his friends, but it didn't happen to him.
Also a racist, pedophile and a racist, you know? All right.
Do you like orange soda? I do. Who? That's Kenan and Kel, right?
Yeah.
I guess I did watch some of it.
Yeah.
I just, there's so many bad things in the world. I choose not to care about any of them.
Okay.
None of them at all?
Your life is just happy-go-dory, like everything's wonderful. And
no,
like,
I didn't say that.
I just don't care about it.
I just lie about being happy, and I show up to work. I think that's a pretty good game plan.
I'd call you an American.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean,
yeah, just fitting right in with the rest of us.
And I just keep on going like, I need way more money, because I need to be able to escape on a boat, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to start a new company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, he's getting manic. He's getting manic, y'all.
Dude, every time I have any ideas, I'm like, am I broken?
Like, wait, let's hear the idea.
That's why I have to talk about it a lot. We're like Shark Tank.
Yeah. I'll give you $25 for 3% of your company. All right.
I think it's actually like the easiest company to start, because I looked into it and the margins are so big.
Is it strip club?
I think I have to call it officially cleaner, keyboard cleaner, VHS cleaner.
Like
VHS,
like the air, and again,
no, more like a liquid in a little bottle that you would never. Poppers. Some people call it that. That is a familiar term. Are you familiar with poppers?
No idea. Huh. Like the New Year's Eve stuff? No. Okay. Yep.
It's an inhalant. Well, No. I gotta get this down, but I haven't started the company yet, so I think I'm. You could get sued because it's a pretty big law of, like, it's actually banned in Canada. So
poppers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Basically, people do it on the dance floor, and they also do it to take bigger size dicks.
Is it orally ingest? Like, how do you take it?
You go
It zooms in.
If you were to do it, I gotta get my lawyer to write me an explanation for straight people. Because if I said cleaner to a gay person, they're going like, oh, yes, yes.
Oh, fun. You mean cleaner of the asshole?
No. Oh. No. You, this shouldn't touch your skin at all.
That would be weird on the dance floor.
What? Yeah, cleaning cleaner your hole on the dance floor?
So it's just like a little, it's
what
like
are you doing?
Coke?
I'm cleaning my ass.
It's
so you just like drink it?
No,
like,
it's not drink it. In fact, people in Canada were drinking muscles. It and dying. It's like you don't want it to touch your skin or anything. You just it's kind of like smelling salts for sex.
Huh? Like, you just smell it. It yeah, doesn't go near it. Your genitals.
Damn.
Okay. No.
Do you use this every time?
If it's too big, I will do it.
Okay, you just have it at home, ready to go, like in
Wait,
your medicine cabinet.
I have like four different flavors.
How do you know if it's?
I have a pumpkin spice one.
You just like mix it with drinks or what? What do you do?
What? No, no, it stays in the bottle.
No, you inhale it. So you take the fumes.
Oh, like a boxer. Oh,
yeah. Okay. Smelling salts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh. Why is there a 5-hour energy show?
Every time you
guys
fuck, it's like a rave.
Because people were confusing them for each other and drinking it and dying.
Oh, yeah. They thought it was the off-brand 5-hour energy.
Exactly.
My dumb ass would think that, too.
I would think
like,
that
oh,
too.
It's a rush.
It's just flammable.
Then you're just we'll walking around just pulsing.
Wow.
Wait. So that's the company I'm starting. Yeah.
You're going to start one of those?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I'd try that.
Have you thought in? Do you have resources to help you make this? Or do you make it?
Okay, so that's how I started. That I was like, oh, I can do it. If I could do it in my garage, I could just easily go to a compounding company. So that's they'll do all that.
Walter White.
Okay.
Buy an RV.
That's exactly.
Start cooking amyl nitrate.
I didn't do good in chemistry.
No one did. It's math and science. This shit's so hard, dude.
I was a data scientist. I'm really good at math. I can't. But whenever there was, I just couldn't get it. I think it was a teacher.
Probably. It's my coach. That's why I didn't make it to the league. Just saying.
Have you ever heard of something called the human design? Have you ever heard of this?
This sounds like it's about to be a compliment.
Yeah, it is. The human design is like taking, basically, it's kind of like astrology on crack, essentially, and figuring out like who you are. And I'm what you call a manifest generator. But you sound like something similar where like you're an idea person, you have the ideas, and then you hire people to execute your ideas.
Yeah,
your follow through is probably terrible.
Yeah
and then you
but I can come every time.
That's all that matters.
Okay, yeah, that's it.
Is that what you were saying?
Yep, that's it. That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, some people say I can't.
I kind of want you to do it too.
No, that's too deep. You're going too deep into it.
Oh, okay.
You're like you're past the Milky Way. You're too deep into the universe.
I just like to know who I am.
That's too much.
Based on the stars.
Just decide. You get to make your player, you know?
That's true.
All right. Opening day. Let's go. I don't come every time, so what's up? Challenge.
That is so weird.
Well, that'll happen when you're with the wrong gender.
That's why I hate the gays, dude. You guys are always trying to convince everyone to be gay. You're like you're like the Sith. You're like, come to the dark side.
Hey, you raise your hand if I've accused you of being. Well, I don't think.
No, you've never accused me of being gay.
Yeah, probably because you're scared of that you're gay. That's why.
No, you guys were both.
He's like, I don't want to hurt this guy's feelings.
Yeah, both you and Dylan were like, you're pretty aggressively straight, and you more went of the path of like, I bet you do these gross straight people things. Like I think the first pod I produced of you guys, Dylan was like, you look like my ex. That was the first thing he said to me, and then he just goes, I bet you don't shave anything down there. You just have a hairy, gross mess. And I was like, yeah, but how'd you know?
Is that helpful information?
Have you ever met a girl that doesn't mind that, or a dude that like doesn't mind that? Like when you got the Osama bin Laden going on?
I didn't have the Osama bin Laden. I'd like to clarify that.
Oh.
I don't care what they want.
Nice.
I shave, look, and do all of this for
old
me.
School type of guy, huh?
I just do yeah. I like to look and feel pretty. And if he was like, hey, grow your pubes, I go, you're disgusting. No.
But like, what about his pubes? If they were like,
oh, I guess I have a little bit more control in my relationships. He is also trimming.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want him to be bald down there.
No, bald's weird. Bald, I agree.
The first time I ever got a hand job, I was in eighth grade summer, and I was like, oh, I gotta like trim up, but all I had was Nair. And I went bald down there, and I remember whipping it out, and she looked at me like I had a boy penis, and she just was so disgusted, just like, all right. And just like, obviously.
In eighth grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for him. I just She's discovered
disgusted.
Masturbating.
Who are you touching? Yeah.
She was just like, whoa, I thought I was hooking up with, I thought we were men now.
Yeah.
Because we're all like, we're going into high school. We're
Use the Nair,
yeah.
We're men. Yeah. One time I let a girl wax my pubes.
Oh,
yeah, that was rough.
I actually missed my appointment this morning to have that done.
You wax them? You let him?
Pull them in the back.
Oh,
wax the hole.
Oh, the butthole too? Oh man, I guess you got to, huh? Yeah. Oh,
I don't have to. I get to.
Yeah. Do you like it? Do you enjoy it? Or are you like, oh, this hurts?
No, it's not a fun process. Okay. But being smooth is great.
How long does it last?
About a month.
That's pretty
Every
good.
Month?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I got
do you, How often do you shave your face?
Not enough. I don't grow very good facial hair. I got to do eyebrow. That I haven't done in a while. Look at it. It's scary.
How often are you doing it?
I'm like a fucking Unabomber right now, you know?
No.
You know? I do it like once every fucking fortnight, you know? Once every 6 months, I feel like I do it at this point.
The fortnight is 2 weeks.
Whatever. I know what I'm doing here. Okay.
Okay.
Honestly,
I like how
know
you
that.
Know that, though. That's nice. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, either way.
Good on you. Yeah. Hey, either you would have killed it during the Revolutionary War, you know?
I dated a guy that used Nair all over his body because he was like a big
Swimmer.
Muscle head.
Damn, you do date gay a lot of gays, for sure.
No, he was just a bodybuilder. Like, he was just like big.
He did the tan
like,
and
really,
everything?
Yeah, I did all that,
okay.
too.
All right, never mind.
And you painted him?
Yeah, and he would ask me to like help. Yeah, he would ask me to help him in the shower, and that shit stinks. It is so stinky.
Yeah, my mom was a bodybuilder.
And then like we'd have sex a day or two later. I'm like, I can feel it, just like prickly all over your body.
You come out looking like Donald Trump. That's Wait, your mom was a bodybuilder?
Yeah, and they have to paint themselves, so they're like, my mom accidentally did. Like, I mean, accidentally, but like, she was in an industry where everybody was doing blackface, like. It you have to paint yourself black.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Bronze, but yeah.
Bronze, okay.
Light skinned.
It looks like borderline black for sure. So I mean, some of the like
okay.
extreme
yeah,
ones.
Yeah,
like,
yeah
I
especially
mean,
a before and after photo where you're
champs.
Like a pasty Irish dude.
Yeah.
And then you get painted.
Like these are all white guys. Look at that guy in the middle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess that yeah, that is black.
I mean, that's
yeah.
crazy.
I don't know what color you would call that. Yeah.
Looks okay. like it just that's hit fair. Colton's poppers, you know.
I always think that those poses are so gay.
Yeah.
There's nothing about that I go like, that's a man.
They're also all on steroids too. Yeah. Like there's nothing manly about cheating. Like you didn't naturally do that. You took a bunch of anabolic steroids.
I don't mind the steroid part.
Ah.
Yeah, but like steroids, you still have to work out.
That's true.
Know?
Yeah, I mean, he
you
didn't
have
just
to still
like,
put in work.
Yeah, he wasn't just sitting around eating
yeah.
Lays.
Yeah, like if I did steroids, you know, I would just fucking get smaller nuts and like a fucking otter tail or something, you know.
No, I don't know. So you're, too. So you're just being asexual, and you are in a relationship with your ex. And how long have you guys been back together?
Officially back together. 2 months.
And you guys
we've been talking for a long like a hot minute.
What was the conversation that made it official? So are we like back together?
Yeah.
I mean, he's already asked me to move in and I'm like, we need to slow down.
Did you guys live together before?
Mm-mm.
That didn't scare you?
Mm-mm. No.
I should scare you. I feel like, why is it going so fast? What's the rush?
Because we already did this. We were together for almost a year.
How long? How, what? When? Did
and
you guys
I was
break
pushing
up?
To move in together.
And
the
then
first
why did
time
you guys,
around, and then we didn't.
Why did you guys break up?
The short of the long of it is he didn't like himself yet.
And now he does.
Yeah.
He called me. And he goes, "Hey, who guesses is in love with myself? I watched RuPaul. Got to love yourself before you love somebody else.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
And
how did
he just like?
Wait, also, I could really use some of that. How did he go about doing that?
I think he just took the time and he did kind of what I did and went on like a a fast. Like he went like on a dick fast, focused at work, got promoted a couple times, made some money, paid down some debt, traveled a bit, and just like figured out what he likes and what his boundaries are, which mm-hmm. is exactly what I did, which is crazy. It's like, it's
growing up.
It's crazy. Yeah. To think yeah. like
I'm a little girl.
We're able
up,
to talk again, like people. And there were some tendencies in the beginning. And I just said, listen, I'm not doing it this way again. Either we're dating and you want to see where this goes, or we're not. Like, and if you want to be friends, that's fine. And it freaked him out. And he was like sending his parents and all his friends like, oh my God, what does this mean? And they're like, she's setting boundaries, bro. And he was like, oh. And it triggered something in him to go like, yeah, I can't not have this woman in my life. Yeah. And very so now romantic. Like everything is like very crystal clear. It feels fun. Mm-hmm. And it feels good. And I'm not in a place right now where like I can just move in. So I'm like, listen, we're not going to live like this forever. So just stop asking me and let's just enjoy this.
How long do you think you're going to wait?
We have a road trip coming up in May. And so I was like, I'll know everything I need to know. It's like 10 days.
Oh, yeah. that's a test.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Test. So like, I was like, I'll know then everything I think I need to know before we start having those conversations.
I think you'll find out during the trip, all that alone time with one person, 10 mm-hmm. days, mm-hmm. sharing bathrooms and such. Mm-hmm. You'll find out everything you need to know.
Yeah.
You're going to come back and be like, oh, until day 5, it was great.
You know? I think it'll be fine. I'm not worried. And even if it sucks, saying? Like it'll... That's fine. Like,
where are you guys going? Okay. Where are you going?
Through parts of Colorado and then Zion and then
you're driving.
We're driving. It's just a big road trip. Like
Zion,
parks.
Are you going to Israel?
No, Zion in Utah.
Oh, okay,
the good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I would hate that conflict to come over here to Utah.
Have y'all ever done anything like that? Like a long trip with a significant other?
Yeah, I'm married.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you do it before you were married?
Yeah.
Like to find out?
Yeah, well, I mean, I also did the pandemic together.
Good point.
That was a fucking...
And you survived.
How was that?
Yeah, that's basically why we decided to get married. It's like, if we can make it through that, then we can do anything.
Yeah, great point.
Now he lives in a whole different city.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you still together? Are you guys just separate? What's
we're together.
There? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we're still trying to make it work. I just had the conversation with him last night. Like, hey, I need sex more than... I see you, so I'm gonna need to like get dick down sometimes. Mm-hmm. And he goes, how often? I go, I don't know. How could you possibly know that?
Yeah.
So I said, let's start with one guy a month and no dates.
No
which
dates.
Is like so awesome.
like, that's so cool.
That's like, it's like, I was like, hey, should we get a coffee? I was like, I'm allowed. Like, hey, do you want to hang out? I'm not allowed to.
Yeah.
That's so great.
You want to come over?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
At least you're clear.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's easier though for gay men to be able to have those conversations. Like, I don't want to hang out. I don't want to do coffee. Because I feel like for straight people.
Thank you.
It's harder presenting.
Yeah, it's so hard.
I can't tell you how many times I've heard you complain like, oh, I have to do all this work to like get to know her just to have sex.
Yeah, it sucks. I hate it. It's the worst. I wish you could just send unsolicited dick pics and be like, see or not, you know?
You can.
You can't. It's illegal.
You can.
In your world, you can. That's like currency. I've heard you tell a joke about it.
You
it's like
even,
currency.
You don't even, you do you travel?
No, I'm
to
poor,
different
dude.
Worlds?
No.
To different worlds?
Oh, drugs? Yeah, I love them.
No, I mean to the gay world.
To the gay world? it's like, what's that Disney original?
Cadet Kelly.
What's under the bed?
Yeah.
I'm scared of it.
With Howie Mandel, I think, right?
No.
Yeah.
There we go. Don't look under the bed. About the boogeyman.
What's the Howie Mandel one?
Let me mark.
Howie Mandel, like monster under the bed movie.
Just about Diddy.
Little Monster.
Oh, love that movie.
So good.
Great. Was he the monster?
Yeah.
Oh, didn't know. Great movie. Watch that. Watch that in the Honda Odyssey coming to Texas.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm on the apps again, and
how's it going?
I found, because now I get one a month, that I'm like, okay, well, am I gonna waste it on you? You know, I feel like I'm being really mean to strangers.
They don't know.
Yeah, but it's probably not good for my mental health to just walk around and be like, not you, you're not perfect. You're not. I was like, why do you need perfect?
Shit, or you feel like a you king.
Need you need an organ.
Yeah, an organ donor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You need an organ.
And then I was thinking, I don't want to do the apps because they're annoying, but I could use this opportunity to like talk to strangers more.
You want to talk to strangers more?
Yeah, not to approach new people and be more comfortable in different environments. I really don't like the small talk and like in ways that people already know who I am, but I don't know them.
Yeah.
Like after a show, like that's a difficult thing to navigate.
Oh, it's the worst.
When they're telling, like, oh yeah, I watch all this about you, and you're like, I don't know anything about you.
So wait, is your partner allowed to do the same thing?
In his no.
What are the rules? Like, obviously, no
dates.
I
don't have any problem with him doing whatever he wants. I don't have a fear of abandonment.
Okay.
And if he finds something else that he thinks is better, like, I want him to go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want him to be with me because he's like, I was the only option. And like, if he's gonna go come in some butt, you know, I'm not gonna be like, I wasn't even there. Like, I feel like, was it fun? Good for you. It's like if Brandon told me he went and did something sexually, I wouldn't be like, you didn't even think about me, did you? Like, I'd just be happy that he got to do that thing.
Yeah.
And so I feel like there's no ownership. I don't have this ownership thing in a relationship that I think straight people are crippled by.
All right. Yeah. I like that.
Are you crippled by that?
Jealousy.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I know
so
men are.
So you'd be cool if he...
It would not mean that we would continue. That is a boundary that I've set. And if that's what he wants to do, then great.
So it sounds like
That's where the train departs. But... I don't want to continue having a relationship with someone. I don't want to share my toys. That's it.
Right. So it's the ownership thing that we just said.
Yep.
And so the answer is yes.
But am I afraid of that happening? No.
Then why make the rule or boundary?
Let me think on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, mom's psychiatrist. Yeah. That's no fucking joke. Think on it. Your childhood is wild.
Joke.
You just analyze everything.
You know how, I feel like there was more common to have like a mom in hair school, and they would be like, and my mom used to dye my hair purple.
Yeah.
My mom used to do like psych tests on us. One time she did an IQ test. And she goes, Colton, you got 144. Oh my God, that's so good. And Carly comes from an alcoholic family. I'm like, that, not a number.
Is that your
she
sister?
Didn't get a number. Yeah, that's my sister.
What's she like?
And then your brother comes from an unstable household. Like, what IQ test did you give them? Like, are you out of your mind?
I also think it's good to bully your kids a little bit so they're prepared for the outside world, you know?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot.
Tell them how to do comebacks and stuff. Think on their toes, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
I also
create the wit.
You need, I mean, how are they going to learn otherwise?
Yeah, they're just going to get roasted till they're 27.
Yeah.
And then be like, duh, I thought of something. <You know>?
Yeah. Or they'll walk around with anxiety because they didn't realize that the world is actually like pretty big and tough.
Yeah.
And then they go like, oh, shit, is everything scary? Because you don't go like,
people
are
mean.
You don't protect them if it's not scary. So if it's, you know. Scar your kids up.
A little bit, just a tad.
I actually was thinking, that was another company I wanted to start, is the minimum amount of trauma that you need to have so that you can be a functioning member of society. Because a lot of kids, they didn't have any fucking real trauma. And so like they just go like, they perseverate on these little tiny things. So if we can give everyone, like it should be a class in kindergarten.
Yeah.
And everybody gets it.
Well, we all just went through COVID, so...
She does
we're
have
good
to,
for a little bit.
Yeah,
kids,
what happened?
Well, you didn't get to see your friends. You couldn't go outside and play. You had to do school.
Exactly.
I'm
talking about punches.
I'm talking about maybe not punches.
Yeah.
But all like, right, you like guys fucking
throw
them
in the ocean. You know?
You guys, have you seen
cowards
the
helicopter pants
you guys
over
vote
here?
Fucking Democrat.
Have you seen the documentary on Netflix right now? It's about like these programs where parents would have their kids abducted and then sent to boarding schools, essentially, but they're like prison.
Spencer Cavins did that, and so did Paris Hilton.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
And so did who's the girl from ET? That's now grown up.
Drew Barrymore?
Drew Barrymore. Uh-huh. She actually says it was hard, but it saved her life.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
And so it's actually, like, pretty cool. And if you have the money to do that to your kid, you should.
Damn.
Wait, what like are they supposed to do, these camps?
Like, reform
It's like a reform
you.
School.
Oh,
but
like
you're not allowed to
straight.
Talk. Like, you have, there's, like, a point system. You can't look outside. You can't smile. You get awards for, like, good behavior, but. Anything
God
could
damn.
Be described. There's so many rules, and you get like assigned a buddy the first 3 days that you're there, and it's like you're trapped. You have to like walk in single file and then like pivot and do these perfect marches, and people what like the staff watches you go to the bathroom. It seems crazy. And here's the thing I didn't like about this documentary is that the girls that were uncovering the truth of what this scheme was, they were wearing the merch. And they were in the school in these cells where they got abused allegedly. And they were like, it's not trait. Like, they were like, oh, it's fine. But they were talking about how traumatic it was. I'm like, but you're sitting where you were abused, like wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't. It's hard. It's
hey,
tough.
You'll wear anything for a sponsor. I'll tell you that much.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm Brian, and this is AIDS for sure. All right. Continue.
He's so afraid of being gay.
What?
Just take a pill. Just take a pill. We don't get AIDS anymore.
Yeah. So what's...
Wait,
what's,
what?
What's a worse advertisement than AIDS then?
Huh?
Because that was like my advertisement. Hey, I'm Brian. This is AIDS. What's a worse advertisement than AIDS?
IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces.
I'm Brian. Go Israel.
Yeah. That would be.
I was like, you could be a murderer or a rapist.
I could be.
That would be worse.
I fucking wish.
It'd be scary if you were pregnant here.
Me?
That would actually be more terrifying than if you had AIDS. AIDS is a pill.
That'd be so cool.
Pregnant, we got to go to Colorado or like, we got to go on a little road trip. Road trip.
No, I'm going to have it. I'm going to be a tough single mom.
You would put a cigarette out on your baby's head for sure.
No, just because
he's a soft spot as an ashtray.
Told me to fucking raise it tough, all right? Just trying to fucking build character.
I would pay money to have you and Colton raise a kid together. That would be
you pay for the child?
I would pay to watch, like, give me like fish tank, like Truman Show cams. Like, I want to watch you guys go about it. That would be classic.
Yeah.
All right.
Stop giving our kid poppers. God damn it.
It helps him sleep.
He loves dancing.
Yeah. He loves dancing.
Want kids? Is that ever a thing that occurred to you?
I'm not gonna have them if I don't have money.
Fair.
I think they just did a new study that said it costs like $900,000, mm-hmm. and like until I have that much money, I'm not even gonna. Why would I do that?
How would you do it? Would you adopt or would you?
I'd come in some pussy like everybody
nice,
else.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Like yeah.
Everybody else.
Like everybody else. I think if I want kids, it's because it is a selfish desire to see me move on, you know? Mm. I don't think you'd have kids.
I think that's
kids.
Why we're here, though. I think that's the point of being human, to have them, keep it going, keep the lineage going, you know? See what happens. Try to keep the name on the back, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a family crest?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like a fucking dragon or something.
McDuffie. Oh.
You can look it up.
You just
some
to
of them
images, I think.
Wait, that's you have.
We have.
You've
family.
Seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad has it tattooed on him.
I'm surprised you don't.
No. I do have family though on my arm.
Oh, just any family.
Just a, yeah,
any
family. I just want my own. Yeah.
Vague. Yeah. God, you do forget you're from San Diego, and then you go,
here. It's just because I know, like, I smoke a lot of weed, and I'm gonna get dementia one day, so I'll just be able to look over and be like, oh, I had a family. You know?
I did have a family. Yeah. I wonder.
That's why I put it on
kids.
Places I can see. You know, I go, oh yeah.
That's gonna be a wrinkled old fucking
yeah.
mess.
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting.
Hey, type in mine. I forgot what mine looks like.
It's funny because I'm going to get bigger, and hopefully my family gets bigger, and the tattoo will get bigger the fatter I get, you know, as my family grows.
Oh, I thought you were like that's working cool. out or doing something cool.
That's cool.
No?
No, my last name actually means son of Black Peace.
That's cool, though.
Yeah, so I'm just like the ultimate light-skinned.
So slide in the DMs. What does that mean?
Slide into my DMs, try to have sex with me.
It used to be a dating show, but then now you're lying about dating, and then you're dating.
Now, I'll have a story in a month.
In a month?
Uh-huh.
So are you talking? Are you seeing anybody? Are you reaching out?
I'm talking to my ex-girlfriend.
You guys are just in there. Do you feel like yours is going as well as hers is?
No, hers is going much better.
Uh-huh.
Mine is I'm in love with a person that barely likes me. It's a weird situation.
Yeah. So we won't hear about it in a month.
You'll find out in a month. I'll let you know about what I'm doing in a month. You know.
Why don't you think she likes you?
Because she tells me I don't like you.
Okay. And yet she's still talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I know what he's doing. It's a bad idea.
It is.
Yeah, I told Brandon by his reaction.
I was like, instantly like, don't do that.
Yeah. But
is it get her pregnant?
That's actually, yes.
That's a better idea.
I'm trying to get anyone pregnant right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
For?
Just so you stop calling me gay.
That wouldn't make you less gay. I've had 3 abortions.
God damn. Yeah.
I know.
Wait
I don't
a minute. Can
John
we break
Wayne
this
Gacy
down?
Over here.
I've had 3 abortions. You have had 0 abortions.
I have paid
He's
for
paid
3
for
abortions.
Three.
I think it's pretty obvious that I didn't have an abortion.
I know, but like another friend of mine said that recently, and he was like, I had an abortion. I was like, no, you didn't.
Hey, but
so
no,
then if
didn't.
She has the kid, she had the kid, not you had the kid. When does it become a joint thing?
Yeah.
Once
you need my
lawyer,
money and
lawyer.
Protection. Or
yeah. Also, I paid for it.
Here's the thing.
That
I have the Wells Fargo receipt.
That receipt is mine. I wrote it off on my taxes.
It's just so complicated. It's like, when does father's rights start? Because abortion, I mean, oh man, okay. We could.
I think, I think as soon as possible. That's half of your fucking kid too.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so you get this girl pregnant. She says, I don't want the baby. And you're like, but I do.
Can we talk about it?
Can we even fucking talk about it?
Can I have an opinion?
But, you can have an opinion, but ultimately it's her choice. And no matter what, like.
Yeah, but I can try my best to convince her not to.
But what if she doesn't want to be a part of it?
Part of. Oh, I'm not going to. I can't be single dad. I'm not. No.
Well, impossible. That was a very quick conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like adults, you know. Look at that. Said and done. Boom. Yeah. I'm not like that hardcore of a Republican where I'm like, no, you're killing our fucking spawn. That's the seed of Christ, or you know, like no, we'll just talk about it like grownups.
All right, and what if she says she wants to keep it, but you don't want to?
But I do want to, because I'm 30.
Okay, yeah, I know, but we're running through hypotheticals. You don't actually have a baby inside of her
right
now.
And I don't want to.
Yeah,
then I'll fucking put some poison in her drink, or like give her a lead cup.
Okay, so when it was the opposite, you were gonna talk
so
about
many
it
different ways.
Yeah, but this is like the other time, the other flip side, you wanted to talk about it, but this time you're like, nah, I'm gonna kill
so
that
now
baby.
Sit down and okay, so now we're like role playing, like she wants to keep it and I don't.
I didn't think this is like very confusing.
This is what I'm going. You know how much it costs to raise a child? $900,000. You know how much I have? 6.
So that's why I say, like when do father's rights start? I think it's when the baby is born.
I think,
and
it's
then
immediate.
I think you're right, Brandon. And then at that point, it's we had a child together. I think
it's immediate.
Yeah, but I think like right. You still have like I get what you're saying. That I agree with you that it's like a woman's right to choose. But I think like I don't think it's weird for a guy to be like, we had an abortion. I get if he's saying I, but it's like if you like if me and Erica had an abortion, it would be us having an abortion. I'd go there with her. I'd pay for it. I'd be there emotionally. It'd be an emotional toll on me. I think that makes it occur for both of us.
If we went to Chipotle, I didn't eat, but you did, and I said we had Chipotle today, and you went, no, we didn't. Oh, we had Chipotle.
Yeah.
I had Chipotle.
What do you mean?
I'm like, okay,
women do
calm
do
down.
Yeah.
They do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You went to eat without me? Are you fucking serious? It's my lunch break. I don't care. What?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to share that burden with someone? Like, let them take half the responsibility
of an abortion.
Uh huh. It's a lot of weight on one person's shoulders.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
To say we did it is like, here, take some of this.
Yeah, and I come from just a very different perspective because I had an unplanned pregnancy that went to term and the dad did not want any part of it and I didn't want any part of it. So to me, I did it by myself, and so it doesn't make sense in my head. It does not compute that like someone would want to be a part of that horrible, awful
baby,
life-changing
baby.
Yeah, experience.
That little rat baby that popped out of my hole. Wait, you had a baby?
Yeah.
And you gave it up for adoption? Sorry, I interrupted before. No, you're fine.
Yeah, I had an unplanned pregnancy with someone that I was super casually just sleeping with. We weren't even dating, but I really liked him, and I gave him the option, and he said no, but I'll pay for the abortion. I said, okay. I went in to do it. I was 2 days too far along. I was in the second trimester at that point. And I was like, I can't do it now. Like, I just couldn't.
Like, wait, you're not allowed to, or you couldn't?
I couldn't. I still could have had the procedure, but it would have been much more difficult.
The vacuum.
But I was one of those that didn't know I was pregnant until really, really far into it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. But he was like, I don't want any part of it.
Right.
Which made it really weird and complicated because he still had to sign paperwork and sign his rights away and do.
How'd you find out you were pregnant? Was it like you threw up or were you like, I'm getting kind of fat?
I love it. No,
that's a great question because I still had.
Said it took forever to find
no,
out.
I just no, I did because I love that you were like, let me be an emotional burden. And then you just asked the most insensitive question.
I'm just curious. How do you find out?
I'm asking the most insensitive questions.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Your questions.
I technically still, I still had a period for the first 2 months. And then the third, I didn't. And I've always been pretty athletic, so they were always very light. I moved. I was working overnights at the time. I was so tired all the time. I flew home to go see family, and I threw up on the plane for the first time ever in my whole life. And I've been flying on planes, since I was a kid. So I threw up, and then my best friend was like, wouldn't that be funny if you were pregnant? And I was like, no.
Did you get like a feeling where you're like, oh,
shit,
I'm pregnant.
And I was like, oh, my God, I could be pregnant. So we went and got a test, and it was like, it didn't even take the 2 minutes. It was like, you're pregnant!
Was it like, hard to find a orphanage?
No, it was not.
Can I have more soups?
I was thinking about that. I've never seen or passed an orphanage.
I didn't think when my sisters are adopted from Russia, and when they were adopted, that was when I found out that there was like you could adopt in the United States. I didn't think that was a thing either. Like I thought we were just like, we're so good. We don't have orphanages.
Well, we have orphanages.
No, we
orphanages.
Just wait till they're grown
we do,
up.
Yeah. Where's the Austin City orphanage?
I'll find you the closest
and
orphanage.
And do the cities own them still?
Yes, or churches do.
Yeah, you can't make money off
but
orphans, right?
But what the avenue that I took, we went through social services.
There's four in Austin.
And I picked a family.
Whoa.
So they were
they
there.
They get to live downtown.
See results closer to you. I am looking for a closer orphanage. Is there one downtown?
Yeah, it's called the Helping Hand Helping Hand Home for Children, and it looks like it's on the east side.
It says it's closed.
Hopefully that's the only hand helping.
Yeah, so I went through a state agency, and basically it was before Tinder, but it was the same thing, and I just went through a booklet of families.
Uh-huh.
I picked a family that was not in the book. I actually know them personally. They live here in Texas. It's a whole beautiful, amazing, wonderful story. I know her. Like, I know my birth daughter.
Oh.
I see her twice a year.
That is very different.
Yeah, it's very different.
So that is there. That's why we should have been more sensitive when we were asking and calling it a rat baby.
Oh, I get it. It's fine. It's okay. And like, I've done enough therapy like to know what my relationship is with that family and how that works.
Right. But even as a gay man who's had 3 abortions, each one of them was hard because my brain started making up a story where I was like, where it did work out and I did have the kid.
Yeah.
And I feel like it is still like just a hard fucking decision.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even no matter what happens.
Yeah.
And picking a family, ooh, that is a lot of pressure too. I would just like be like, I'm picking the richest one or the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think a doctor maybe is who I'm picking.
I don't know.
But then they're not home a lot. Yeah, but then they're like
no social skill. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Who are you picking?
Probably the black ones.
Your white baby with a black baby?
Yeah.
That's fun.
That's fun. That's what I'm saying. Just a good time, you know? Yeah.
But what if there was two black ones?
What do you mean?
Two black families.
Well, you know what I say. The more blacks, the better the juice.
What?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. I didn't know if there was a different differentiating factor you were going to use.
It's wonderful lights. I love the setup in here.
Yeah. Anyway, so well, that's a thing.
If I ever do have kids, my husband will be a stay-at-home mom.
Mm-hmm. Damn, just like that, huh?
Yeah,
no,
I mean,
discussion, just yeah, bitch.
He wants that.
Yeah,
I
don't. We all
am. Also, I'm not a consistent person, and a kid needs consistency.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And I'm just not that person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you also need a little inconsistency from your dad too. You know,
a little wild card.
Yeah, to like keep you guessing, keep you on your toes, keep you a little scared. Will he leave? You know, got to be on my best behavior.
There's the trauma.
You know?
Yeah,
that's it. That's the trauma.
I would.
Not you guys. Not everyone had that fear. Anytime your parents got an argument, your dad's like, "I'm going on a drive," and you're like, "There's a U-turn, right? You're coming back." Yeah, got a lot of brothers here, dude. Come on.
I never was concerned my dad was gonna leave because he was always leaving, like for war and shit.
Oh, he did leave. Yeah, you should be like the most scared, I feel like.
Nah, he wasn't front lines.
Oh, nah, yeah.
Yeah.
Air Force.
He was Army Space Command.
Oh, man.
So right. He was shooting missiles from way far away.
That's cool.
But he'd leave for like 6 months and go, all right, I'll see you later.
Like, I got suited up so I could push this big green button.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't even think he pushed the button.
Oh.
I don't know what my dad did.
Weird.
And he's explained it to me several times. And I go, you're a spy.
Yeah.
Because that's the only, like, I go, because you're talking gibberish and it sounds like a lie.
Yeah.
So you must have been the spy. He's also an airborne ranger. So he has, like, the skills to kill
to
somebody.
Kill people. Yeah.
So I don't understand why they would just be like, no, you're going to be our contract guy. He writes contracts.
He probably wants to, too, though, you know?
What?
He's probably like, man, my knees hurt. I'm tired of, I got to breathe in this dirty ass water to go kill people.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, I just want to sit behind a desk now, press a green button, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How much do I get paid? 70? This is great.
70?
This is great.
No, he was a lot more than 70.
Well, now we know why he's doing it.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know?
Good point.
Yeah.
My uncle was like a ground infantry Marine, and he goes, best job in the world. Only job that you're allowed to kill people. I'm like, whoa. Whoa.
See, yeah, so sometimes there's just people built for the Marines.
Yeah.
You know? And you're like, that's where you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
And you don't want him to change.
No.
You want our soldiers to be fucking crazy.
Yeah,
people.
Fucking Aztec warrior in a past life, you know? Yeah, we got him back. Nice.
Why are they all bred in Texas?
My family's all was a Marine brat, so they moved around every 2 or 3 years.
I just feel like Texas boys, they're good military boys.
Yeah, but you also read that in like a cowboy novel or something. You
maybe
know?
Maybe
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It's one of your fantasies.
I think it's because you grow up killing hog. You know?
Yeah.
You shoot a deer just like shooting
Al-Qaeda.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
This hog reminds me of Al-Qaeda. God damn.
Yeah, hogs are ruining our farms and Al-Qaeda's ruining a part of the world I just learned about.
Yeah. I've just never met more patriotic people than people from Texas. That's it.
I actually love America more now that I live in Texas.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I think Texans are very proud of Texas, too.
It is the United States of Texas. That's where we live.
Yeah, there's a lot of history here, you know. Cool state.
Yeah.
A lot of bad history. Good history, too, but yeah.
Period. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to give you that. The deck of cards.
Wait,
ladies' night.
I'm curious about this real quick. How's your relationship with your mom? Because she raised you, because your dad was gone a lot, but she's like a psychiatrist. How are you guys close now?
I didn't talk to her basically all of my high school.
You still live there?
No, I moved in with my dad.
Oh, God. I mean, he was gone, or was he there?
It was awesome. I basically was raised by no one.
Yeah.
There was four of us, and like, I was like a TV kid, and basically the rule was if you had straight A's, you weren't in trouble.
You're chilling, yeah.
And so I just would get good grades and people would leave me alone and that's it. And that would cause a fucking ruckus and fuck women, you guys.
Woo.
It's like we got Andrew Tate on the podcast. You know?
Because the best part about high school was that wet hole.
Why do we have to wait a month?
For another period?
Because that's when I'll have something. You know, right now it's just all philosophical.
It's not philosophical.
It's very philosophical. Everything I say is philosophical. I'm not Kanye West. Right?
I actually agree with him that he should wait to talk about it.
Thanks, B. Thanks.
Right. You could say off air, but not on air. I would not talk about it on air.
We can't cut it out?
I mean, we can totally. I guess I could do some work. I could do some work, I suppose.
Or you guys
could do my job.
Or you guys could be like Kung Fu Panda. Just be patient.
Yeah.
You know?
I have a question for you, Brandon.
Yes.
Do you and Erica talk about what would happen, like, if you accidentally got pregnant right now? Because I'm sure it's not in the cards.
Yeah, we said we would get an abortion. I mean, that was also. I mean, we haven't talked about it in a minute, but that was like what we had said because we felt like we weren't ready. And as of right now, we're on the same page if we don't want kids.
At all, ever, at all. Period. No. Yeah, okay.
So and you're gonna get a vasectomy?
I mean, I probably I would be down. I think once Erica gets her hospital job and then I can like elope and get some free insurance, I'll get a vasectomy. I don't give a fuck. It's reversible. Like it sounds great to me. But she's even said like if she changed her mind. She thinks it would only want to be adoption, which is also, I have adopted sisters. I don't give a fuck. Like, it's fine with me. So I'm pretty indifferent. I just kind of take each day by day and figure it out tomorrow, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And one day you're going to have to adopt Brian.
Oh, that's going to be so bad.
The sooner rather than later, please adopt me.
So I just read these out loud?
Just one question. Just pick one, your favorite one that you want the group to answer.
And you too. Symbolically, should be top. Nope. What item that you own? Nope. These are all very like.
You can pick a different one. Dumb
ladies.
Dumb.
I know. I shouldn't have bought them.
You should buy man's questions.
What? I know. I should fucking man's turn night. The man show on. Put some Joe Rogan on right now. It's fucking
here's a good one. What's the gayest thing you've done?
Good one.
Does it really say that?
Yeah.
I actually do want you to go first. What do you think the gayest thing you've ever done is?
Probably married to a man.
That's no fun. God damn it.
I mean,
we've argued already. That's the straightest thing you've ever done.
That's
get married.
Yeah. I guess gay bath house or sauna in Berlin. It's probably the most amount of men at one time.
Wow. What?
There was no ladies allowed in the whole building.
Wow. That's wow.
That's awesome. Okay, wait. Yeah, you said awesome.
For you.
Yeah.
For you. Yeah, for you. Yeah. Flip it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was weird. And then I was doing it. And then when I kind of got like swept up and I didn't really realize like how men were involved in like fucking me, I guess. And then like as I came, there was this old Italian man just rubbing my own cum into my chest. Just then I went, yeah, we're done now. We're done. I was like, okay, thanks.
I like
thanks,
it. Yeah.
Thanks,
you got
thanks.
The post nut clarity. And you're like, no one touched me anymore.
Well, it was a steam room and I couldn't fucking see everybody. And so he kind of just like got in there and was like,
get off me, grandpa. Come on.
And I was assuming he was Italian. We didn't have a conversation.
But he is. You know.
He just
he
felt
is.
Like
you
Italian.
Gotta just look like a Mario.
It's my memory. Okay?
Yeah.
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 That's great.
I guess we'll go.
Gayest thing I've ever done?
Yeah.
I mean, I hooked up with a lady in a threesome one time. Is that?
Do tell more.
There was only girls there?
No, it was like one dude and one girl. But she hit on me, which was crazy. I had a boyfriend at the time. And I was young and I was like, that sounds fun. Mm-hmm. That sounds really fun.
Was he like a German commander?
And he was so jealous and was like no, you can't go play unless I get to come.
Awesome, yeah.
And I was like, whatever. I could have taken it or leaving it, you know? Like,
yeah.
I was just drunk enough where I was like, wow, a girl's hitting on me? That's crazy. And I was like, can we please go? And he was like, yeah.
Can we please go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like,
there's a lot of ownership in here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Relationships.
A lot of ownership.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
I as a person who's been in a couple of threesomes with girls, they have to be into each other or else just fucking like
it's
like a weird like wait your turn, bitch, I'll come over and fuck you later.
Yeah.
Like
and they are
if
very
they're
jealous,
not like,
they're like, yeah, you're sharing my toy.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean
that's why I would say when you're having a threesome with a woman, it's us fucking her. You know? It's me and you fucking her.
two guys?
No. If me and Maggie were dating and we were having a threesome with a girl, it's me and you fucking her.
Yeah. And
she's the toy. You know? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could switch.
Exactly. But she's yeah. We're the main focus.
You need to have a focus.
Yeah, that's why I keep saying, like, you're like a German soldier. You're like a German general, you know, like SS. You do this. You do this. You go here. You go here. Shut up. Don't talk. Just do it.
Not like a program manager or like an airline.
No, you can't be nice. Anything nice or like nothing with customer service. There's no I work at Dick's, you know. Dick's Last Resort. I'm going to be mean to you. I'm going to call you a stupid idiot, you know. It's going to be fun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
You little party pig, you.
Your turn.
So just
I let a dude give me a head one time on Craigslist.
Why Craigslist?
Okay, thanks for joining in, guys, you know.
Why did you let him?
I was like 18.
Let.
Yeah.
Let, but where you went on Craigslist, you went out of your way for it a little bit.
Yeah, and then I let him suck my, it's his pleasure, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was lucky for him.
You didn't come?
Huh?
I'm sorry.
I came. Yeah.
Okay.
It was crazy.
So a little bit of pleasure for both of us.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah. Okay. It was wild.
How did you choose Craigslist?
Because I didn't have any other options. I was 18, you know?
Yeah, but when was this?
I was 30 now, 12 years ago, 2012.
There was Grindr.
Oh, I didn't know about it yet.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
When did Grindr start?
Maybe the guy would have been
prettier. My guess, 2005. You know? I was on Grindr. My guess is 2005.
How did that
2015?
2009.
Yeah. I should have. Maybe you would have been on there. Maybe you would have been the guy giving me head, huh?
I was in San Diego 2015.
Dude. Me too. God, it could have been Colton.
Man,
dude.
We could have really double teamed you could've with Colton, my boyfriend. He was a doctor, and he didn't.
Oh, y'all are double teaming me?
Yeah, that's what we did back then.
All right, well, you better bring the fucking poppers at least, God damn it! All right?
Look at this. Bro.
Brandon, do you want to play?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I'd love to. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've asked him this so many times.
He's like, I watched a guy pee once.
I mean, I guess I jerked off to, like, a trans woman one time. You know, nice, like a woman with a dick.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the gayest thing.
Bigger dick than yours?
It's porn. Every dick's bigger than mine, Brian.
Oh, nice, nice. Yeah. I can beat sometimes.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Just once in a while, though. You know?
Yeah.
Usually when they're, like,
but you also played football.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if you know this. A team of football players is mostly black men, and they hate gay shit. They hate it.
I heard they murder people in certain places, so they're like, I don't want anyone finding out I've done gay shit, and they kill people.
Yeah, maybe. I'm here still, you know? Yeah. They let me do all the gay stuff and live.
Not everyone's on 4chan? Whatever, fine.
Yeah, there wasn't like, I mean, yeah, there was never, like, the gayest thing in, like, a locker room was, like, slapping a dude's ass or, like, you know, there was the one guy who felt the need to be, like, kind of touchy, but, I mean, like, not like, I feel like people are like, oh, so like finger in the ass, jerked you up. No, like he would hit your nuts and you'd be like, fucking stop. And then you'd threaten to kill him and he'd be like, okay, I'll stop.
The real thing is like, dude, you see the size of that guy's dick? Mm-hmm. Dude, that thing's like touching the ground.
Yeah,
that's
crazy.
That's the crazy part of being in locker
room. Yeah, you'll gossip. You'd be like, dude, number 98's cock, goddamn.
Yeah.
That's the gayest thing I've done. Bro. Yeah,
yeah. 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 Tackles you. Get off me. Get the fuck up.
Yeah, that feels a lot more gay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right.
Yeah.
So you do compare each other's dick sizes. Good to know. Anyway, that's been a lot of fun. Colton, thank you for being on our show.
Thanks for having me.
What's your corner of the internet? How do we keep up with you?
Colton Dowling at Colton Dowling. And some of this is bad at some of this is bad.
I'm Maggie Mayfield.
I am Brian McDuffie.
Thank you, Brandon Lejeune, for being the best producer ever. One last thought as you chew it away.
Oh, this isn't a wait. This is a...
Oh, okay. And thank you, Creek in the Cave Studios, for having us always. Please follow us on socials @SlideInPod. Thanks for listening.
Bye.